Hey, it's Brian Sexton with Jaguars special teams coordinator Jody Camillus from the team meeting room. We're here to talk about the kickoff, which the owners, Joe, are going to talk about in the next couple of days at the meetings in Atlanta. This is an important play in football, isn't it?
Yeah, there's several things, you know, about the play I think that are important to get across. One is, first of all, it's been there since the inception. I mean, when football started, it starts with a kickoff.
Right.
And, you know, it's a play that's been around for a long time. There's a lot of factors that are important to the game itself that come from this play. Our game is controlled by field position. And you may score points to win, but you get in that position from field position.
So we're going to show and try to explain to people the latest proposal for the kickoff. And it's important to note, they tweak everything from replay to protecting the quarterback. Every year they look at everything. So this is that next generation. Show us what you got, what they're thinking about.
And we're talking about it in this first slide right here. Basically what happens now is we're going to have at least 8 players in what we're going to call the setup zone. Everybody closer to that area where the kickoff is occurring, so it'll take some space out and it'll make it more of a run with play rather than a run into play.
Okay.
In the back end here, you'll have 3 players wherever you want, okay? One obviously being the returner, but what happened in the past was there was usually a line there of people, which is usually the wedge, along with some returners, which I'll show here in a second. That will now be taken out of the game right there, okay? So here's what it looked like last year. So again, it's usually either 6 or 5 up front, 3 in the midline area right there, and then 2 returners right there. What it'll look like now is this, okay? So you'll have 8 in the box right there with 3 people in the back, however you want to set them up.
Wedge is entirely gone.
Exactly. So you really lose that middle line right there because it's really hard to take a guy from there all the way back to there to get set up anyway. So again, that block moving forward hopefully will be eliminated and hopefully eliminate some of the collisions that are occurring right now. Okay, so the second slide that we have basically is explaining that, right? So there is a double team can still occur, which I'll show you here in a second, is permissible only by players who will initially lined up in the setup zone. So you can only double team from up here. You can't take one of those guys and take them back and set up a wedge. So that eliminates it,
right?
Okay? And then after the ball is kicked, no player outside the setup zone is permitted to come together with any other player, first or second level, which this is the second level. This is the first level. You can't come together with those two to form a wedge, okay? So let's look and see what it was last year at this time, all right? So watch it right here. That's a wedge. That's a 2-man wedge at this time last year. That was legal. That will now be eliminated there. This is still legal, though. Coming up with the double teams right here. So you can see O'Shaughnessy getting doubled.
Yeah.
And then over here, these are still legal because they would come from where? The setup zone. Okay, so again, that is still legal in the play. You can only align 5x5, which in the past we were able to align 6x4 so you could create some count mismatches and some things that were hard to take. And you lose the run going into the ball. So again, this alignment was legal last year, which we were in against San Francisco, and you can see the run starts there. We're probably getting about a 7 to 8 yard head start right there. So you're creating some counting mismatches where, you know, you get a couple free hitters here, right? Blair
yep.
Didn't even get touched. So that now is eliminated right there. But you can see right here, one of the issues that's coming up right now is really a technique at tackling. And watch 37 right here, okay? It's not started where he's running it 50 yards right back at you, right?
Right.
He stopped on the sideline, correct?
Correct.
Okay? So 37 here ducks his head on a tackle, okay? That's one of the plays that, you know, is counting against that concussion area or that, you know, hurt area, right?
So you're saying you can coach that out of the game?
Exactly. I believe that, you know, by proper technique and proper coaching technique, we can get this duck in the head out of there, and that's going to help us.
So these guys have learned their entire football lives how to tackle a certain way. Now you've got to go change it.
There's no question. You know, I think because things have changed, you've got to do it over and over and over. It's something that every time we have a coverage day where we're working on punt or kickoff, we're doing some type of tackle.
Okay.
And you'll see it throughout training camp and, you know, throughout the year. It's something you got to do, just like you said, muscle memory-wise. It's a good shot of Lorente right here. using a technique and a thing that we call trunk to trunk. So you'll watch when the ball carrier is coming straight at him right there. We're trying to get our trunk on his trunk right there, using our same foot, same shoulder right there, trying to run through that ball carrier. But you'll see now, the exposed area is definitely not there, right? The exposed area is up in your trunk area. Another example of it right here with Patman, you know, another area of the field that you're going to see what we call a profile tackle when it's from the side. Okay, he's using his arms, he's using his legs, he's using that trunk part of his body, and he's trying to clamp that thing off to where it's hitting the ground. He's hitting it safely, and hopefully that ball carrier is hitting it safely also. We'll show this every Saturday night, and we'll show it, you know, every week. Now, that looks like a violent hit, but when you see it right here now, you watch these guys in rugby now, I don't see a helmet on them, right?
Right.
I don't see any shoulder pads on them, right?
Right.
I don't see any padding on them at all, but here's what I do see. I see a guy that tackles with his trunk, use that same exact technique that we talked about with the legs, same foot, same shoulder, near foot, near shoulder, and he's wrapping up and he's clamping right there. That's a good example of what we want to try to get to and show them.
So with the technique, with the practice, with the rugby style, with the changes that they're tweaking this year, which will obviously be tweaked again, the kickoff can stay an integral part of the game that we all know and love.
I believe so. You know, we're going to have to do a great job of coaching it. We'll have to do a great job of playing it. But, you know, I would hope that it'll stay in the game because it's an important part of it.